You're listening to the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast, episode number 13. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about nightmares. If you've experienced abuse, you've probably had nightmares during and after. For me, they happened years after I was already away from my abuser. So the other day, I was reminded about one of my all-time favorite movies, The Wizard of Oz. And it got me thinking about how one particular scene was a lot like how we look at nightmares. If you've seen the movie, you'll remember when Dorothy links up with the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. The three of them and Dorothy's little dog Toto are happily walking along when they approach a dark and scary forest. Dorothy asks what could be in the forest, and the Tin Man tells her that lions and tigers and bears are in there. The three of them start chanting, "Lions and tigers and bears, oh my." They link arms and skip right into the forest. And sure enough, guess what? Out pops a lion, growling and pouncing right in front of them. We all know about that lion now. He was a cowardly lion. He wasn't scary at all. But Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Scarecrow all believed that he must be a threat just because he was a lion. And lions are known for being dangerous. However, it wasn't until Dorothy confronted that lion for trying to bite her little innocent dog, Toto, that they came to realize that the lion was not scary at all. In fact, they discovered he was weak and powerless and very cowardly. Here's the thing. Dorothy was scared of lions. She knew lions posed a credible threat, but she faced that fear to protect her little dog and smacked the lion right on the nose. And if you've seen this movie a million times like me, you know that the lion just cowered and started to cry. Okay, so you're asking, what does this movie scene have to do with nightmares? Well, it pretty much has everything to do with it. In today's episode, I'm going to tell you how the things we are so afraid of in our minds really have no control at all, just like that cowardly lion. How things we are afraid of in our waking states, even subconsciously, spill over into our sleeping states if we don't address them. I'll be teaching you how you can get your strength and power back when it comes to these things, and how you can stop living in fear and smack those lions right on the nose. So hang with me, because if you're someone who still gets nightmares and just want them to stop, you'll want to listen in. Welcome to the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast, a podcast specifically designed to help you heal after a toxic or narcissistic relationship. This podcast teaches you to use your subconscious mind to go from feeling stuck to set free. In here, you will learn how to use the power of your own mind to free yourself from emotional pain, move forward with confidence, and experience the inner peace you deserve in your healing journey after emotional abuse. I'm your host and subconscious reprogramming coach, Allison Dagny. So let's get started. Okay, so you probably already figured out one of my all-time favorite movies has always been The Wizard of Oz. My favorite character was Glinda the Good Witch. I think I always liked her because she was a protector and a helper. She was good and kind and full of wisdom, and I was infatuated with her pink sparkly dress when I was a little girl. And ironically, the story of The Wizard of Oz has so many alliterations about narcissism, which I didn't know as a kid, but now I find truly fascinating. But I'll save that for another discussion and we can dissect the whole movie then. But for now, let's talk about the nightmares after emotional abuse. So I used to suffer nightmares a lot. I probably had nightmares about 3 times a week on average that I can remember, and I would wake up whimpering or crying in my sleep. It was really, really awful. I had this like heart racing when I'd wake up, trying to remind myself that I'm no longer with him, that I'm safe, and that the events in my sleep were not real. But here's the thing, I didn't always even recall the nightmares exactly, but when I did, it was the same repetitive theme over and over. I was stuck in the marriage. My ex was refusing to sign the divorce papers and he kept trying to get me to come back to him. Dream after dream was just like this. I was frustrated, I was scared, and I felt trapped every single time I dreamt of this. The thing was, in reality, I was already divorced. I was no longer in a relationship with him, but the nightmares were still happening even after I was away from him. I escaped him in my waking life, but I couldn't shake him in my sleep. and this was so maddening to me. The most awful part about this was that I felt like I had no control. In my nightmares, I couldn't just wake up or tell myself this isn't real. It felt real, and that's because my subconscious mind was in charge. Well, I guess I should say it is in charge. It is in charge for me, and it is in charge for you too. Okay, so I've said this before, but I want to remind you, your emotions come from your thoughts and beliefs. And most of the time, those thoughts and beliefs are so deeply ingrained into your subconscious that you feel like something else is in control. You feel like something else is driving how you feel, and you may even feel powerless to stop it. But I want you to know, you do have the power to stop it, because the only one in control of your mind is you. So even though the subconscious is in charge, it's you who tells it what to think. And this is really good news, because that means you can change it anytime you want. All right, so I want to invite you to try something. If you're still struggling with nightmares, this could be really helpful. And this is a two-part process, because you might have nightmares and not remember them or the themes, or you might not recall them at all. You might just recall the emotions attached to them, like if you wake up feeling sad or frustrated or angry or scared. So you might just have a general feeling or emotion overwhelming you without the details of the dream itself, and that's okay. Some people think they have to remember every single detail, but we don't. Think of the nightmares as a product of your subconscious mind playing out in your sleep. They are, in essence, the lion in The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy and the Tin Man and Scarecrow went into the woods. If you encountered a lion in the woods or anywhere, you'd probably be scared. That's instinct. Our bodies and our mind is designed to keep us safe so we can survive. And if we sense danger, we spring into action using our fight or flight responses. But here's what I want you to remember. Dorothy was scared, but she faced her fear to protect her little dog. She found a purpose, a reason to act in the face of fear. She was still afraid, but she acted with courage because she had a really important reason to protect the little dog that she loved. And we all know how adorable Toto was. Now, I want you to think of Toto as your heart or your light, the part of you that needs protecting. Okay, so stick with me here because I'm going to get to the part about how we can stop or at least minimize the nightmares. And that is going to be through action. Facing the fears like Dorothy did, facing that lion for the purpose of protecting her dog. We can't just not sleep. We have to address the issues. We have to face the fears in your waking state so we can address it in our subconscious and in our sleeping state. So, this is you facing your fears for the purpose of protecting your heart or your inner light, as I like to call it. And remember, the lion isn't really scary or dangerous. He just likes to act like he is. He can't really hurt you, just like the nightmares can't really hurt you, or the events of your nightmares, or the people in your nightmares. Even though it feels real and you experience those emotions just the same as if it were real. Your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference in real versus imagined. That's exactly why those dreams feel so real. All right, so because our subconscious mind is storing the things from our past and our present, we have to get to that part of our mind and face those fears. And here's how you can do this. First, if there is a theme of the nightmares, figure out what that is. I like to keep a notebook by the side of my bed, and every time I wake up, I could write down what happened in the dream, because it's hard to recall these things when you've been dreaming and you slowly start to wake up. You might not remember. So you would put any details that you can into that notebook as soon as you wake up. Then after several occurrences, you should start to see a theme or a pattern. And for me, these things were things like, I'm trapped, he's in control, I have no power. For you, they could be something totally different. The reason this is important is because my subconscious mind was playing out the subconscious beliefs that I was holding on to in my waking life while I was asleep. So no matter how okay I felt while I was awake, the subconscious was still working to show me all of the things I was still believing. Because this is what our subconscious mind does. It shows you what you already believe. It reinforces everything you tell it to be true. This isn't made up. There is actual science behind this. If you are curious about this, you can actually look it up, and you can find a lot of information about the reticular activating system, which is the RAS for short. And you can read about it or watch YouTube videos about how this works in our life. It is really, really incredible. Essentially, what the reticular activating system does is it takes whatever you tell your mind is important and filters out the rest. So if I keep believing he is in control in the subconscious part of my mind, of course that will be what comes up in my sleep as a nightmare. Okay, so once you've established this theme, you can begin to bring the subconscious thoughts and beliefs to the surface. Let's just start with one of the ones that I had earlier. I have no power. So consciously I might say, well, of course I have power, right? And that's great. But the conscious part of your mind only runs 5% of the show. So that's why it's so important to get to the subconscious part, which runs 95% of the show. When we start to rewire these thoughts and that part of our mind, then we can actually start to experience real change in our emotions and our behaviors. So I have this thought that I've realized is running on autopilot, that I have no power. I'm going to get out some paper and a pen and start writing down all the other ways I say this to myself. Here are some ways it might come out. I'm powerless. I can't protect myself. I will be hurt. I won't make it. I can't handle this. So you see, it's not enough to just pull out the subconscious belief of I have no power, because our subconscious mind has stored dozens and dozens of different ways that you think about it and say it. And when we want to reprogram the thoughts, we have to reprogram them all, not just one. I like to think of the neural pathways like a rope with a lot of tightly woven fibers. If just one of those fibers is the subconscious belief I'm powerless, then that one fiber gets loosened when you start to question that thought and show your mind something else that could maybe also be possible. But to weaken that neural pathway, we have to loosen all of the fibers, and each one could be a different subconscious belief. This is where the real work comes in to making significant changes to how we feel and how we behave. And of course, that also happens, yes, while we are dreaming. Okay, so how do we do this? How can we start to loosen those fibers that are holding so tightly? How can we create these new neural pathways? And if you've listened to me before, you have heard me say this, and I say it all the time. Start to challenge those thoughts. When have you protected yourself? Think about it. Show your mind an example of when you did that. Did you escape your abuser? Did you hire an awesome attorney? Did you use your education and knowledge to keep you safe? And when did you make it? Did you ever overcome anything difficult? Was there ever a time you thought you wouldn't be able to do something by yourself, but you did? When was a time you did handle it? Have you ever had an overwhelming situation that you finally got yourself out of? Were you ever able to manage something pretty stressful in your life? You see, bringing the thoughts up is so important, because if you don't know and aren't aware of what they are, you can't change them. Awareness really is key. But once you know, you can start to argue for a different story, one that doesn't keep you in a state of feeling powerless, inferior, or afraid. This takes action. When I'm working with my clients, we bring the thoughts to the surface, and then they can work to release them on their own. The clients I have who get the greatest relief and the best results are the ones who do this process consistently. It's an action. It's like going to meet with a trainer at the gym on Saturdays to build up your biceps. If you don't do any exercises between those Saturdays, you're not going to see any results. It's the same with this and retraining your brain. Okay, so here are a couple of other things you can do easily to help you with the nightmares. Before you get in bed, do something that is calming for your mind. If you watch Netflix, and there's a show that comes up about emotional abuse right before you hop into bed, or a murder story or a documentary about a serial killer. You're probably not going to be having a restful sleep that doesn't include nightmares. But if you read something that calms your mind, like poetry, or if you listen to a guided meditation, it's more likely you'll be setting up your mind for a more restful sleep. So think about what you can do before you go to bed that can be a better foundation for a nightmare-free sleep. Create a bedtime ritual too. An hour before bed, do something for yourself that gets your subconscious mind primed for a calm and restful sleep. You could take a lavender bath, you could do some yoga or stretching, maybe drink a cup of hot tea, listen to some music, put on your diffuser with some, you know, really calming scented oils. The thing you want to do here is create a habit and a routine. Your mind gets to expect this calming time the more you repeat it, and it helps you get into a relaxed state before bed. You want to set yourself up for the best night's sleep you can, and a calming bedtime ritual or routine can really, really help with this. Now, I do want to mention, you can do the ritual. You can do the reading before bed to get your mind off of things that might cause a nightmare to be triggered. But if you skip the part about the subconscious, well, they won't stop permanently. That's because the thoughts and beliefs live in the subconscious, and if we aren't releasing them, they will continue on as usual. So it might be easier for you to go to sleep. You might not have as frequent of nightmares, but without releasing what's in the subconscious, it will be a temporary fix. So remember, the nightmares aren't real, just like that cowardly lion I talked about at the very beginning. We have to face them, figure out what they really mean. What are the themes behind them, and what are we carrying around in our subconscious that we can release? The more you do this, the greater your success of weakening the painful pathways in your brain. The consistency of reprogramming the thoughts strengthens the positive neuropathways so that the autopilot is no longer that of fear or worry or frustration or anger. Actually, any negative emotion you might experience. The baseline becomes that of peace and contentment. And we all want more of that. I really hope this episode has been helpful to you. And if you have a chance to try this out, I'd love to know if you started to see a decrease in the frequency of your nightmares. For me personally, once I did this reprogramming work, the nightmares pretty much became non-existent. So if you would like to work with me on a one-on-one and much deeper level for your own emotional healing, click the link in the show notes and send me a message or schedule a call with me for free. Thank you for being here with me today in the Emotional Abuse Recovery Podcast. I hope you found value here with me. If this podcast episode was helpful to you, I'd love for you to hit subscribe and leave me a review. My goal is to help you go from feeling stuck to set free. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook, and you can check out whentearsleavescars.com for more resources and information help you with your own emotional abuse recovery. Until next time, here's to believing in